Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Two, three, four.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
Five, seven, eight.
Hello,
nine, 11.
Elvis Duran presents
12,
13,
14,
15.
The 15-Minute Morning Show. So here it is, the 15-Minute Morning Show podcast. Rule number one, no foul language allowed today.
I'm out.
We're taking bets.
Come on, we can do it. I think, you know, it's willpower. Danielle, you of all people need to watch your mouth.
I hold my mouth for 4 hours every morning during the regular show. You can't ask me to do it again.
Right.
It's not nice.
You can do it. You can do it. Yeah, your thoughts, Nate. Can we get through this 15 minutes without using
words? That's my point, Danielle. We just did 4 hours. 4 hours of a show where we had to watch what we say.
Right, but this is like a pressure release valve, Nate. It's like everything's all pent up. So when we get here to this part, it becomes just the let it all out.
Yes, exactly. Froggy's right for once.
I can tell Danielle's watching every syllable she says.
I'm trying so hard to be good. I hate this.
You can do it. You can do it. See, our problem was this. We have been doing this show for 20-something years and never, ever, if ever, rarely would let a dirty word slip, right? And so it's all been building up. And finally, we've been given an outlet to, like, let it fly, man. But today we're going to see if we can just not do it. Oh, there's Brody. Brody, no foul language today, please.
I'll try my best.
Okay.
Where's the commercials? I hear commercials.
That's scary.
Scary.
What are you talking about?
Stuff down.
What?
Turn your commercials down.
Or somebody's got something going on in the background. I heard something about extra innings.
Who's watching television?
Brody?
Who's watching I don't think so.
Garrett, is there a TV on at your house?
My mic's been off, so.
I can't hear anything.
I don't hear anything. I heard something about action on the go.
Okay.
I hear it too. Yeah.
Yeah, action on the go, yeah.
Oh, now it's off. Brody turned it off. We're good now. All right.
Okay. I love how we always blame Brody. Doesn't matter what it is. It's always Brody.
No. And I can't blame Scary.
And I can't curse.
No, you cannot curse.
What?
Nope.
You can't curse. All you do is sit there and be blamed.
Wait.
That's okay. You're a husband. You're a husband and a father. You're used to being blamed on everything. So this is nothing.
Oh, absolutely.
What's that, Danielle?
If we're not cursing today, then I know we don't do a one tomorrow. Tomorrow's Friday or Thursday? Friday. So Friday. Monday, that means it's the all curse podcast because we held our tongue so well today.
That was yesterday.
So you can't do one sentence without using a word.
Oh, right. I've never looked so forward to a podcast.
Wait, the fact that we've spent this much time on foul language, it really says a lot about us, doesn't it? I mean, come on. We're much more interesting than this. What else can we talk about?
Oh, you want to watch me do my asthma inhaler?
No.
Yes.
No.
You guys ready?
You're frozen right now in the Zoom room.
Oh, really?
No, he's not.
He's not.
Oh, he's not? Okay.
He's not.
Tell you what, you do your inhaler while I fold towels.
Ooh, fantastic.
That's exciting.
Oh, God. This is a new asthma medication, not a sponsor, but I have to click it.
Yeah.
And then I have to inhale it. Do it.
Is it fun?
That's nice.
No, wait a minute. You don't have to, like, put water in your mouth and then spit out the remnants? Because I know a lot of inhalers, you have to do that.
He's terrible. No, I probably should.
Well, hold on. Is he frozen for you now? He's frozen with me.
Yeah, he's frozen.
No, he's
me.
Not. No, he's
It's weird, Nate.
Something.
You're freezing on your screen, but individually. Like, right now, he's frozen.
Really?
Scary, stop it.
You're still
you
okay.
Guys are
here.
All
Scary.
Perfectly fine to me. Is Scary freezing? Because we're on the same Wi-Fi.
I'll take a picture and send it to you. Scary.
Oh, now you're back, Nate.
Scary, stop. Scary.
So he was frozen for you, right?
Wait, is he?
He was frozen, yeah, but then Scary's doing the fake freeze face. So I don't know if he's frozen or not.
Nate is too. They both are.
Garrett, too. Wait, is Garrett? No, Garrett's not.
I just saw you move, Nate.
Nate, you're really moving stuff.
By the way,
really
I'm over here hitting the screen like it's going to do something. I'm like,
never freeze in a flattering position. It's always something stupid, and I have five chins. I'm like, why do I always freeze on that crap?
Well, that's three less than you normally have.
No,
I have an idea. I got an idea. Let's all freeze. Ready?
Okay.
One, two, three. Okay, that was fun.
Scotty's still moving. The whole time Scotty was still moving because he can't hear what we're doing.
We can get away with it on the podcast. If we did it on the radio, then alarms would start going off if we froze like that.
Yeah.
Can we talk about Brody. How crotchety Scotty is really quick?
Yes, after we talk to Brody for a second.
Okay.
So, Brody, you gave us that list of fake or real Major League Baseball names. I'm totally blown away that someone would be named – like. Can I say his name if we're not cursing today?
Yeah, that was his name.
I mean, like, Dick Hitshot or whatever. I mean, these are real people, right?
Johnny Dickshot.
Yes.
Yeah, Johnny Dickshot was his name.
Yeah, if they weren't real, we couldn't have said them on the radio, so I made sure that they were legitimate.
Okay. Elvis, I don't want to start a fight or anything, but I don't like how you fold your towels.
Yeah, what are you doing, Elvis?
Well, I'm sitting down fold. I usually stand to fold, but I can't stand and fold towels and do this stupid podcast. I almost said the F word.
Can you show us your method? Because I'm actually curious, because I may do it similarly. I'm not sure, though.
No, I'm not going to show you my towel method,
because
we have sunken to an all-time low.
Why do you have towels at work, Nate?
I don't know why these are here, which I'm kind of concerned.
Yeah, and what's on them.
Yeah, I wouldn't touch that.
See, I fold it, then I roll it, because this is a pool towel.
Oh, yes.
Nate, you fold it in half long ways first?
Yeah, because then I roll it. Hang on, you ready
for
this?
Some people fold them in thirds lengthwise.
Yeah.
Lengthwise.
I do thirds.
I do a hotel fold.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
Yeah. This is boring.
Right
hey,
look at that.
Garrett, Garrett, is there something interesting? Is there something interesting you can bring to the show? Because this is the most boring podcast ever.
You want me to take some tequila?
No, oh my gosh. Have you guys not noticed that Brody has a curse word over his head in the background?
I did notice.
He's got the F word. He's cheating. That is cheating. Take it down.
What?
That's cheating.
As long as you
Elvis said we couldn't say any curses.
By the way, we had a blur out.
Technically what I said.
We had a blur
so
out.
So that's legal.
We had to blur out Brody's Playboy the other day because he showed some boob when he was showing his magazine.
Oh, well, my shirt must have been loose. Sorry.
No, the magazine was, but.
Oh, okay.
Elvis, I thought
Well, Deanna already knows to blur that.
I thought you were going to go over ways.
What, Froggy?
You said you were going to go over ways that we're self-centered and that we probably fit every single one of them.
And I was going to save this for the big show tomorrow.
Okay.
The thing I found online, how to read the signs of self-centered people and learn how to avoid them. And there are 11 points that identify self-serving and self-centered people. And I'm every one of them.
Oh, wow.
You felt like you were reading an article about you.
Yeah, it was like an autobiography about me.
The follow-up question needs to be, is it wrong, is it a bad thing if you're self-centered? Even after you arrive at that conclusion, is it a bad thing?
Mm. Well, it depends on what your definition is. If it comes at the cost of being polite and nice to other people and considering their feelings, I think that's a problem.
Yeah. I agree.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
I think it's the worst when you take those, like, how to know if you should break up with him quizzes, and then I'm always like, oh, I should be broken up with. That's me that they're describing. Damn it! It's terrible.
God, it's like every time I take a towel out of the basket, another one appears.
Magic.
Oh, it's like when you eat rice, fried rice, that happens to me all the time. Every time I take a spoonful, there's still more rice. It just never ends. It's always there.
All right. So, Gandhi, come up with a topic to save this very, very, very slow, yet clean podcast.
Informative. Okay.
So, I think we've talked about this a little bit on the air, but talking about the whole RV trip and how I've decided I want to do this right now, it made me think about why I want to do it. And my reason is because this whole pandemic has made me really reassess my whole life, like everything that I'm doing, where I'm living, who I'm seeing. And I didn't know if you guys had done the same thing. So I actually did. I was asking them that off the air, like, what are the ways that this has changed your life? Or how have you reprioritized things that maybe you weren't thinking about before?
It has changed. For me, it totally has shifted the way I look at my life and my responsibility to the planet and my friends and my career. Yeah, it's changed everything.
It
so
really
what about you, Danielle?
Yep. It has 100%. It has made me see things that I didn't see before, what I want to spend more time doing, what I want to spend less time doing, what's more important. I'll be honest, there was one point where I said to my husband, I'm like, look, you know, if we want to move to the UK, because you know he's British, I said, I think this might be the time to do it. And he's like, what are you talking about? I go, well, you know, Spencer's going to be going to college in a couple of years. Maybe he wants to go to university there. Preston really wants to focus on soccer. That's a great place to do it. I could probably do the show from there. We could figure something out. I'm like, you could sell, you know, real estate. Well, she would come. I guarantee you, if I said I was moving to England, she'd go. So, you know, there's a lot. I mean, I miss all my friends and family, but he put the kibosh on it. He said no.
Okay.
I was getting excited for you. I'm like, oh my God, I can't wait to throw a goodbye party for you.
No, he's not. No, you can't throw a goodbye party because I would be doing the show from there. I would do the afternoon program from there.
Oh,
that would be fantastic. Yeah, but he said no. I said maybe a summer house once. That would be nice there, you know. But you know, there's too much opportunity for us here, so he doesn't.
I would love a British Bronx accent from Danielle.
Would you? Oh, that'd be interesting.
What would that sound like, Danielle? Yeah.
Brody. Hey, Brody. Yeah. Have you changed your outlook on life a little bit since all this kicked in?
No, I'm still a pessimist. In fact, sometimes you guys don't believe all the stories about things that go wrong in my life. Well, something went wrong Monday, and Scary was on the phone and heard it. Scary, do you want to tell him what you heard?
I heard my delivery getting a delivery live, And it was, I guess, a hot tub, and it was on a truck, on a forklift, whatever it was, and Brody was screaming and yelling, and the delivery guy delivered the bad news that the cover of this hot tub had a huge gash in it, and he's like, I'm sorry, I don't know how this happened, and Brody, I heard him melt down to the delivery guy with me on the other ear. It was fascinating, and Brody was like, don't drop it, like, because... Brody thought
it sounded like a phone tap almost. It was like, this isn't real.
It was so surreal. But I'm like, you can't make this shit up. This guy has the worst.
Oh,
luck.
You cursed! Oh,
God. No!
Damn it, man!
You know what? I knew it. I knew
Siri.
It wasn't me. It wasn't
Walk
me.
Out the door. Walk out the door.
I didn't even do
Siri, come on.
I didn't do that on purpose. You know, I'm sorry.
I know you didn't do it on purpose, but you did it.
Oh, Siri.
Hey, you did it too.
Well, he said it. Open. He ruined it for everyone.
Well, yeah, now that it's fucking been done.
Yeah. If I could just clarify, I did not yell at the guy. I yelled in general. And then at the end, Scary goes, oh, my God, that's real. It really happened to you. I heard it. So I have a witness finally. The hot tub was damaged.
Black cloud, day and night, this guy. I don't know what it is. Bad luck.
So what did you do with it? Did you have the guy take it back? I mean, what did you do with it?
Nope, I got $1,000 off.
Oh, of course he did.
Of course he did.
But you have a gashed hot tub top.
Well, they're going to replace it, but for the trouble, they took $1,000 off. So I'm good.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Holy
nice.
Here's
what you're going to do. For the trouble, you're going to take $1,000 off. That's what he tells him.
Something like that.
I like that voice, Danielle. That's the same voice the guy makes. That's the same guy, or the voice the guy makes. If someone knocks at the door and they open the door and they go, is Mr. Duran there? And the guy says,
who is asking?
What's the password?
Because I saw that in a movie again the other night. Remember we had this conversation, Nate? It's the dumbest line ever used in old movies. Like a police officer would knock on the door, dunk, 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 and the door would open, Mr. Jones? And the guy would go, who's asking? Well, I'm asking. I'm right here in front of you.
Yeah, the guy fucking standing in front of you.
You're dressed as a police officer.
It's me. I'm asking. I'm asking. Me. Yes. I'm asking you. It's the dumbest line ever used in a movie. Anyway, that voice you used is like that.
Hello.
That bad Bronx accent. Anyway. Do you understand what I'm saying? Anyone?
Yes.
Does anyone care?
No, I get it.
I get it.
I think we're over. Are we over?
No, not over. We have
we're almost done.
15 seconds left.
Oh.
And guess what? Guess what was accomplished? All my towels are now folded. Yeah.
Hey. That's a lot of towels.
That's important.
Very nice. Very nice.
That was all that matters to me.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s. Dance away with hip-hop beats and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.